Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good evening. It's Tuesday, November 15th, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's what we're watching this evening. Alex Villanueva has conceded to his opponent in the L.A. County Sheriff's race. During a press conference this afternoon, Villanueva wished his opponent, retired Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna, well as incoming sheriff. Villanueva's one term in office has been marked by frequent controversies, including fights with the Board of Supervisors and scrutiny over deputy gangs. Latest election results had him trailing Luna with only 40% of the vote compared to Luna's 60%. Thousands of University of California academic workers are back on the picket lines today, demanding higher wages to combat the state's high cost of living. And a couple of factors could give them some leverage.
The pandemic really drove home not only the need for their labor, but also the sort of the hardship that workers were getting at the sort of the lower end of the pay scale.
That's Sean Hubler, a California correspondent for the New York Times. On the other hand, she says the university system argues it gives breaks on tuition and transportation assistance to these workers. Union members across the 10-school UC system have been bargaining for a year. LA Metro, meanwhile, promised free transportation for low-income riders and students a year ago, but now the agency is suggesting a new fare capping system that includes a 25-cent increase for daily fares. Metro says the proposal creates a maximum price a rider would have to spend in a day or a week. Riders who qualify for a low-income fare program will receive 30 free rides every 30 days, up from 20. But Channing Martinez with the Labor Community Strategy Center says the proposal hurts Black and Latino passengers who make up more than 75% of the ridership.
Why is Metro sitting on $8.5 billion a year and still charging passengers who cannot afford a fare $100 a month, $2 per ride, $6 per day? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Metro spokesperson Patrick Chandler says the system prevents overpaying for passes and saves money for the most frequent riders.
The proposed changes would say once a customer reaches their daily or weekly dollar cap, they can ride in any direction with no time limits.
If approved, the new system would rely on tap cards to track rides, leaving cash-paying riders out of the fare capping. Metro will vote on the proposal on December 1st. A new tracker from CalMatters takes a comprehensive look at police shootings of unarmed civilians. It includes shootings that are under investigation by the California Department of Justice. CalMatters Justice reporter Nigel Duara says the data set is small but reveals multiple unhoused victims or victims who were experiencing a mental health crisis.
The other thing that we see a lot is, or I should say four times specifically, is airsoft rifles. These are replica firearms, but they fire these low-speed plastic projectiles, so they're not considered deadly weapons. So if police officers see somebody with an airsoft rifle without the orange tip on to show that it's not a real gun, they're treating that in these instances as a real firearm. And then later, it's an unarmed shooting.
The State Department of Justice has opened 25 investigations into police shootings of unarmed civilians since July of 2021. In Orange County, the lead is shrinking for an incumbent running to keep her seat on the County Board of Supervisors. KPCC Orange County reporter Jill Replogle says the outcome could be a pivotal moment in county politics.
There's still a really tight race in the 5th District for the Orange County Supervisors. That's basically Costa Mesa down south to the end of Orange County. And incumbent Katrina Foley is winning by close to 3,400 votes right now. That lead has narrowed slightly over State Senator Pat Bates. And really, this race could determine whether or not the Orange County Board of Supervisors becomes a majority Democratic board, something that hasn't happened in decades.
In fact, the last time it happened was during the Nixon administration nearly 50 years ago. Technically, though, the Board of Supervisors is nonpartisan. Katie Young Yaroslavsky will be the next 5th District LA City Council member. Sam Yabri conceded the race earlier today. Yaroslavsky had expanded her lead on Monday to more than 10,000 votes. Council District 5 is located from the hills of Bel Air to Hancock Park. She's the daughter-in-law of former longtime LA County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky. Thanks so much for listening to the LA Report. I'm Austin Cross. You can read more on LAist.com or listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.